WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 million Americans have already voted, so closing arguments by Vice President Kamala Harris may not make any difference. Still, she made her case on the Ellipse in Washington last night. ABC's Selena Wang was there.
She made the pitch to Americans that while Trump is focused on his own grievances and himself, she is focused on the issues that Americans care about. She went through her plan to lower the cost of groceries, of prescription drugs, her plan to create more affordable housing, and she of course, pledged to restore reproductive freedoms. Abortion, a critical issue that her campaign believes is going to turn out people to the polls on Election Day.
Donald Trump rallied before voters in Allentown, Pennsylvania, asking them,
"Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?"
We find out this morning how much the U.S. economy grew in the last quarter. The Federal Reserve could use that number to make further decisions on interest rates at its meeting next week. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. The U.S. Supreme Court won't step in to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the Wisconsin ballot. The independent presidential candidate dropped out of the race this summer and endorsed Donald Trump. Courts in Wisconsin upheld the state's law that only a candidate's death could remove them from a ballot. Three Milwaukee police officers were injured when two squad cars collided. Milwaukee police say when a chase ensued after officers tried to pull over a wanted suspect on the city's south side Monday afternoon, a marked and unmarked squad car collided, sending three officers to the hospital. All of them are expected to recover. And Milwaukee County has launched a new initiative to work with youth at risk for gun violence. The Advance Peace Program has formerly incarcerated people in the community working as mentors with youth who've been identified as high risk for gun violence, either as victims or perpetrators. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We have some thunderstorms on the way this afternoon and tonight, with an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain possible. Some places could get over 2 inches by the time it winds down late tonight. Today, windy, mostly cloudy, falling temps into the mid-60s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, breezy, lingering showers, 59. For amazing fall and winter getaways and a boatload of holiday fun, explore Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you. It is 7:03 on Wednesday morning. We got all the technical glitches worked out, so again, that is good to have those out of the way. Emily will be joining me shortly. We're going to be having a little fun with Halloween candy this morning. Have the text line handy. Here's Michael Cimbello on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:12 on Wednesday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. We will be cloudy today, looking at a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 o'clock today, high of 78. It is going to be breezy, winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gust up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. This could produce heavy rainfall. Low around 58, winds 10 to 15, and we could see possibly 1 to 2 inches of rain. We're monitoring for a slight chance of severe weather this evening. If that is the case, our meteorologists are keeping an eye on this, as well as myself. We will break in if we do get any watchers or warnings later today. Tomorrow morning, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. It will be mostly cloudy. Temperatures will fall to 46 by 5 p.m. Winds tomorrow, 15 to 25 miles per hour, and we could see wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour tomorrow. So that means wind chill. I hate to even say that. Tomorrow night, it'll be mostly cloudy, a low of 32. Again, gusty winds continue tomorrow night. Friday, it will be sunny with a high of 52. On Saturday, warming up, sunny with a high of 59. On Sunday, showers are likely in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 60. Currently, it is 69 degrees outside. Emily, button down the hatches. It's going to get windy.
Gonna get windy. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, listeners. How is everybody today?
That's a loaded question that you don't even know the answer to yet.
I never know the answer. I know nothing. Every morning is a surprise about you, and every day is an eye-opener. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, we had a few technical glitches this morning, bright and early.
Fun. So you weren't up painting. You were up doing IT as usual.
Yeah, no painting this morning. It was dealing with IT issues actually here at the station. And luckily, one of our expert engineers, Drew, was able to get with me a few minutes ago and get everything resolved, because it would have been you and me all morning until we got that issue resolved. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a fun challenge. I'm up for it. You know me. I'm totally off the cuff. I can do whatever is needed. So
exactly.
If that happens, just tell me to, you know, turn it on and I'll be ready.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. So made for an interesting start.
And I was going to say, I didn't know, you know, I'm not an engineer, but does the wind have anything to do with technical difficulties at this point? It's just crazy outside. I was just out with my puppy and it was crazier last night, and it sounds like it's going to be, like, the wind is just going to keep building to, like, 40 miles an hour tomorrow? Is that what you said?
That is what I said. It is windy out there. Unfortunately, no, the wind didn't cause this issue. It was some sort of weird computer glitch. We'll go with that. It may have had some issues last night because it looked like one of our coworkers was remoted into it last night, maybe trying to fix it. So they probably didn't want to wake anyone up late last night. And then we stumbled on it this morning. And I was one click away from having it fixed, apparently. But Drew is a genius and he saved our bacon today. So thank you, Drew. You're a rock star.
I think it's all about food. Some bacon to Drew. I think he needs to have like a good bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich or something made for him at some point for saving the day today. Because, it's nice that our morning show host, Dave, is also IT, but, I mean, he can't do everything. So thank you, Drew, for making it so we could all talk to you this morning.
Right, exactly. And now I've not had breakfast yet. I just literally got out of my pajamas about 2 minutes ago. Not that anyone can see me and saw the unkempt, shaven face this morning, but this is why we don't have web cameras in our studios. Joked about us having a video feed back and forth. No one wants to see me that early in the morning. I have a face for radio.
I was going to say, there's some safety about just being a voice this early in the morning. I have to say that's enough. That's fine. You know, TV, I've done a little bit of that, and it's a little different. It's a little different presentation. I'll just put it that way. So it's fun to just have a voice. And this is where all the energy is right away this morning is in the voice. So we'll just look towards that, and we'll look towards some kind of crazy weather. But still, boy, it was so warm yesterday. It was just eerie, but I loved it. It was great. I got out as much as I could and spent some time in the evening carving pumpkins and ate dinner outside. I mean, it was like
very
a summer night.
Good.
It was so beautiful. Yeah, definitely. So it's still happening. It's not cold yet. Cold a little bit for tomorrow, but otherwise it warms up again. So.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll see 80 degrees again. Yeah. That one, I'm not going to guarantee we're going to see that again this year. Typically, when we start seeing winds like this, that usually means a change is coming. So we may have a little bit warmer than normal temps, but I don't think we're going to see 80s. And again, I could be wrong, but based on what I'm seeing, just kind of looking at models and forecasting this, is that this may have been our last 80-degree day, but hey, you know what? In 2019, today, we had a bunch of snow on the ground, so I'm not going to complain about 80. You know, I was working up a sweat yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I went for a run, and like I said, sat outside, and it was plain warm. It just felt great. So yeah, you gotta get it while the getting's good, as they say in terms of weather in this area, because What is the adage? If you don't like the weather in Wisconsin, just wait 5 minutes and it'll change. So
yep.
I think kind of we're there.
Yeah, you're exactly
I believe in that wholeheartedly. So, yeah.
Me too. Well, we're going to talk about a couple things going on. Then we're going to have a little fun survey with our listeners today. So First off, shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is 15% off everything at the MaxFMBigDeals.com store today and today only. It's our Halloween sale till 11:59 p.m. tonight. No code is required, so you can go over there, buy anything in the store, get an extra 15% off our already low prices till 11:59 p.m. tonight. There's great deals over there for food, home improvement projects, self-care, all sorts of deals. Also, you can click on instant deals. These are deals that are instantly redeemable on your mobile device, and you don't have to wait for us to send those certificates to you. Again, shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. An extra 15% off today, only for our Halloween sale. I was over there looking, you know, there's some fun things in the store, so you want to get over there today.
What kind of, is this something that can be, like, if you're looking at the app or if you're, and I know the answer to this question, but just for our listeners out there, maybe some new people who are, you know, listening through the app, once you're on the app, which again is so, so easy to get, I mean, you go to your app store or whatever it is that your phone likes in terms of, you know, which brand you choose, and you go ahead and just put in Civic Media, it pops up, and then you can choose your station, and it'll even choose it for you depending on location and some of your likes, you know, out there. It'll kind of give you a little survey of what it is you like in terms of radio and find a good station for you. But once you're on the 99.7 Max FM app, now can you just hop right into the site and then into the store just as easy as it is to text and email?
I, you know, that's a good question. I have not messed with that portion because
well,
I'm
going to tell you, you can.
See?
I just and put you on the spot.
No, you're all good. Or maybe no, I'm putting you on the spot and you didn't know I was doing it.
Yeah, that's fine. It works. I can handle it. Yeah, so you can hop on the app. Hit that. There's three options on the bottom. One is website, one is call, one is email, one is text or call, I believe. And then once you're in the site, you can just hit up at that top little menu corner on the top right, and you can go ahead and just click. It says big deals. You click on there, and then it lists them all. It's beautiful. Like if you're on your phone, it's, you know, if you're on the app, it just shows up in different sites of stores below that show the value that they have. And I gotta say, these are some really nice values already. And if you're all, you know, you're gonna see the sale price below in red, and it is you know, you got the tours on there, you've got Love and Lash, you've got all kinds of great stuff. So yeah, definitely hop on there and get yourself a deal. And you can literally do this from the app, from your phone, in your pajamas right now. Super easy.
So easy. And right from the app, like you mentioned, you can go to our, so to get there, you click on the web that takes you to the max.fm website. And then you'll see the link for MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can email us, but honestly, it's better to text us because we see those right away. The call option there as well. We're going to use that on Saturday during the oldies show. So they, you can do it all right from the Civic Media app. One stop. I mean, it's just so easy. And then you can stream us with you wherever you go. That's the cool part I love about it. When I'm not in town, that's how we listen to the station, quite honestly. It's so easy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, folks that have kind of learned that I'm showing up here on this radio show nowadays, you know, they may not be in the listening area as far as TuneIn Radio. So I've just been sharing the app with everybody I know, and they're, you know, they're logging on that way, or they're listening that way, or they're checking stuff out that way. So it really makes it, you know, international. It's pretty cool.
It does.
So the little radio station can be listened to anywhere you are with your phone, which is basically anywhere you are, because let's face it, we all have our phones on us all the time.
All the time.
Better or for worse. So use it for radio, right?
Exactly. Do something fun with it. And the cool part is with us, so we have 99.7. That gets a good part of our listening area. But there's parts of Reedsburg that we added transmitter site to. So you can also listen to us on 103.7 if you're in the Reedsburg area, because we start to fade out a little bit in Reedsburg. So again, 103.7 gets you in the Reedsburg area. It's kind of neat that we can do that. And believe it or not, we still have our AM station out there. That is 7:40 a.m. if someone wants to listen to us on the AM band. So
hey,
that's where it all started way
AM.
Back when.
I think AM has a whole different vibe. Every now and again, I'll just switch it over. Yeah, to just listen to. I mean, it's just a different kind of radio. You kind of get to step back in time and time, like, and kind of like how the programming is and the voices behind it and the music that's chosen. It's just, it's a whole different vibe. So, I mean, it's like going from streaming all of your music to then switching back to turning your car radio on. It's like one step, you know, in that other direction too. That's just really kind of neat. So every now and again, I would try it, and, you know, just kind of let it soak in, let it make you feel different, because it really does. It's really pretty nice. So, yeah, we're full of information about 99.7 Max today. We are just getting it out there. Look at
that. Well, and the other thing is, it's the last farmers market in downtown Baraboo. That's happening in from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Courthouse Square, also known as Oak Street. Last chance to get those fall fruits and vegetables, fall flowers. Stop on down. They will not be back until next year.
It pains me to say that. I know, this is the last day. I see them every day, or every Wednesday, excuse me, from our office. And, you know, we're right on that, on Oak Street there. And I just, we go out, you know, every Wednesday, either before or after our meetings, or sometimes during, and grab a couple of things from those guys and just, and, you know, take care of lunch. We take care of getting some fresh things to cook for dinner. And, yeah, support the farmer's market, folks. I've been around that bend before, and it's a lot of work to set up.
It
grow,
is.
Make all the things, and then, you know, try and sell as much as you can, and then break it down and do it again the next week. It's a lot of work. So go support those guys. This is the last time they'll be, you know, out there this week. So go check them out, and I bet they'll be doing some deals for, you know, might as well make it a big deal day.
Right, exactly. And it's a great location that you can see it right from that Oak Street location. That is such a great spot to be. So right there, right, everything going on in downtown Bearwood, just... It's a perfect location for you, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know think so. There's an agreement there. More on that later.
Yep. All right, it is National Candy Corn Day. We're going to leak one of our things from our calendar days early. And as part of that, for people who love candy corn with every fiber of their being, this day is an exciting lead up to Halloween when candy corn will be abundant. And for everyone else, it's just Wednesday, the Wednesday with the highest likelihood you're going to have to deal with candy corn enthusiasts and reject those wretched offerings. Every year, 35 million pounds of candy corn are consumed worldwide. That's about 9 billion pieces. Of course, there are different ways to eat candy corn, and I'm not talking about throwing it back at handfuls of time. Now, there was a recent poll, Emily, and how people eat it. And it's interesting, I'll say that.
Yeah, so according to these stats, 57% of candy corn fans eat the whole piece in one bite. I mean, that makes sense. But 28% start with the narrow white tip, so that little bitty part on the top that's supposed to, you know, resemble real corn.
Right.
15%, start with the wider yellow end. So it's kind of like an Oreo. You know, if you've got thoughts on how best to eat candy corn, I say throw a text into us right now and we can mention it on air a little bit later during the calendar days, because it's really interesting. I'm not thinking that throwing back handfuls at a time is probably a good call. I feel like you might choke.
No.
Those things are hard to get through as far as chewing. So you might end up with like a mouthful of, like, you know, they're kind of waxy. And like, I mean, let's face it. It's not real food. It's a treat. It's candy. So, you know, take it easy. Your body probably doesn't want to digest like handfuls at a time.
It just isn't. So what we're going to do, Emily, is we're going to have some fun with our text line this morning. I want our listeners to text in their least favorite Halloween candy. So in your least favorite Halloween candy. We're going to talk about those this morning, 608-355-9970. Or better yet, as Emily mentioned before, use a free Civic Media app. Click on Max Mouse, tap on Max FM. There's a text button bottom right of your screen. Text that into us. We want to know what your least favorite Halloween candy is, Emily. And we'll talk about what each of ours is a little bit later. Or if you even have one, I don't know. So we'll have to talk about and see what Emily's
least favorite is. I definitely have a least favorite candy.
Okay.
So we'll uncover that. Fun little idea, too, out there for those of you that like to do spa services. And I think there's some big deals on this today. But there's a cool picture when they're talking about candy corn on this article. There's a picture of someone with a handful of candy corn. It's kind of falling through the air. And she or he, whomever's hand this is, has candy corn fingernails. So, like, fancy nails that actually look like candy corn. So
that's kind of cool.
I know. It's super cool. So if you're still looking for a fun way to do, like, a little Halloween action, but maybe not, like, a full costume, but just a little, you know, a little something-something for yourself, like, this looks really cool. That's how I'd prefer to have candy corn, is, like, looking like my fingernails, I think, than actually eating it. But
I think you should do that, Emily. I think you should get the candy corn fingernails.
Maybe I will. I got a day yet. I got a daughter who loves to get fingernail stuff. So maybe we'll take a little trip to the spa. Who knows?
And we can put some pictures on the social media page of your candy corn fingernails if you do that. I think it's a great idea. I think you should do that. You know,
right.
I still have my purple ones, so.
I know. I've seen pictures. They're really quite beautiful, sparkly. And then the toes have, like, straight-up designs on them. So, I mean, there's some people doing some good work on some fingers and toes out there in Baraboo, I gotta say.
It's amazing that people can draw that well. I look at how bad my handwriting is, let alone trying to draw and having a steady hand to do that. Just amazing. So
I've seen it done. It is like, you know, I've seen them do designs on nails, and it's such a small area to work. I just don't understand. It's really quite incredible. yeah, candy corn on fingernails. I also got a little side message here from somebody talking about they used to put the candy corn on their teeth to look like fangs. So I think that that's actually a really cool idea. And I think now that I think of it, I've seen that person do that in my lifetime. So I'm going to have to say, give that a try. Just don't leave them on there because then those teeth are going to rot out. That's all sugar.
It's just temporary sugar fangs.
So yeah, that's a great idea. So again, text us in your least favorite Halloween candy, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about that before calendar days. So we're doing an informal survey of your least favorite Halloween candy, 608-355-9970, or use a free social media app to text that in. Emily, we'll have you back right around 7:50 for birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
All right. Sounds good. And if, again, if you are celebrating a birthday anniversary, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. Here's more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. I've got two things to tell you. One, I hate puns. And two, Halloween is this week. Today only, you can creep it real by saving an additional 15% off your entire order on discounted gift certificates. Take your ghoul friend out for dinner or grab your roommate for an evening out on the town. Oh boy, had enough. Shop local and save a cauldron of cash at Big Deals.
Go to maxfmbigdeals.com to save an extra 15% right now.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Packers are back to work today, getting ready for Sunday's showdown against the Lions at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. They'll be facing a Lions offense that has averaged 43 points a game over the last month. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
They're really, really good. And we knew that. I mean, we knew that going into the year, and It's not shocking to me. It's a team we're obviously very familiar with, and we're going to have to play at our best. And it all starts with the preparation. We're going to have a great week of practice.
Football Badgers gearing up for Saturday night's Big Ten showdown at rival Iowa. Wisconsin preparing for Brendan Sullivan at quarterback. He's taking over for injured Hawkeyes quarterback Cade McNamara. The Yankees stayed alive in baseball's World Series, crushing the Dodgers 11-4 in the Big Apple last night. New York still trailing in that series 3-1. Will host Game 5 tonight, trying to get the series back to L.A. Brewers re-signed their pitching coach Chris Hook to a multi-year contract yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you, 7:36 on Wednesday morning. As a reminder, text in the least favorite Halloween candy, 608-355-9970. Here is Whitesnake, Is This Love on Max FM.
I should have known better than to let you.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:40 on Wednesday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. Emily and I will be talking about those right around 7:50 this morning. Also, we are talking about Halloween candy. We're going to talk about your least favorite Halloween candy today. We want you to text in your least favorite Halloween candy. We are doing an informal poll this morning, and we want to know what Halloween candy you don't like. 608-355-9970. You can also use the free Civic Media app to text in. Just click on Max and Mouse. Click the text button right in the middle of the screen there, and we want to know what Halloween candy you don't like. Is there something you don't like? There's some people that it's very decisive or divisive that, hey, this I don't like. And we talked about candy corn earlier. A lot of people don't like candy corn. Is there something else out there? Look in that Halloween bag. And is that something you would give out to the kids if you don't like it as well? That's the other question we have. Again, text those into us, 608-355-9970. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have an online-only real estate auction ending at 11 a.m. for 524 Charles Street in Reedsburg. It is a ranch-style fixer-upper home located right in Reedsburg. You can view more details as well as the online bidding at our website at gavinbros.com. www.mxfm.com. Tomorrow is our October consignment auction ending at 9 a.m., another very large auction featuring farm machinery, construction equipment, semis, vehicles, trailers, ATVs, UTVs, lawn and garden items, and much more. There's a preview at our auction facility in Reedsburg today from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. This catalog is also open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. That's our October consignment auction ending tomorrow at 9 a.m. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers in Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some thunderstorms on the way this afternoon and tonight, with an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain possible. Some places could get over 2 inches by the time it winds down late tonight. Today, windy, mostly cloudy, falling temps into the mid-60s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, breezy, lingering showers, 59. For amazing fall and winter getaways and a boatload of holiday fun, explore Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you this morning. It is beautiful out there, as you just heard Sean say. Here is Cutting Crew on Max FM.
must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Cutting crew on Max FM, 7:48 a.m. We're going to take a quick look at your weather forecast. Showers and thunderstorm chances after 3 p.m. today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 78. Breezy winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35. Tonight, possibly a shower and thunderstorm. Some of these storms could produce heavy rainfall, possible of a severe storm. We will monitor that tonight. Rainfall amounts 1 to 2 inches are possible with a low of 458. On Thursday, shower and thunderstorm chances in the morning, slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, temperatures falling to 46. By 5 p.m., it will be windy. 15 to 25 mile per hour winds, gust up to 40 miles per hour. Friday, sunny with a high of 52. Currently 69 degrees outside. Emily, we're getting some great answers in on the text line this morning.
That's right, Dave. Absolutely. Talking about, of course, Halloween, because it's tomorrow, but talking about our least favorite candy. So asking for y'all to text in on the chat line. You can go through the app. What is your least favorite Halloween candy, or just maybe candy in general? We'll see how that shakes out, huh?
We will, and so you can text those in. As a reminder, if you have a birthday or anniversary that you want to pass along to us, 608-355-9970, and the least favorite candy. We're going to go through our celebrity birthdays, Emily, and I'll start out with Janelle Parrish is 36. That's Mona on Pretty Little Liars and The Perfectionist. We have Ashley Graham, 37 years old. Ivanka Trump is 43 today. Who else is on our list, Emily?
Let's see. We've got Fiona Dourif is 43. Nika Pierce in the Chucky TV series, which is timely. Curse of Chucky, Cult of Chucky. In real life, she's the daughter of Brand Dourif, the guy who plays Chucky in all the Child's Play movies. So I think they got a theme in their family there.
I do.
Next, we have Sarah Carter is 44. She played Maggie on Falling Skies. Matthew Morrison is 46. He played Will Schuster on Glee, and I just love that character so much. I love that show. Watched it from beginning to end twice, I want to say. It's fantastic.
It's a great show.
We also have Nia Long, 54. She played Will's girlfriend Lisa on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I mean, again, we just played Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff the other day with Nightmare on My Street, and it just doesn't get old. It's so great.
No.
So great. So who else we got, Dave?
All right, we've got Gavin Rosendale from Bush is 59. Also, Gwen Stefani's ex. Not many people can say that. Kevin Pollak is 67. One of those truly amazing under-the-radar actors. I remember from A Few Good Men and, of course, Grumpy Old Men, The Usual Suspects, The Whole Nine Yards, The Wedding Planner. So some great movies there. We have T. Graham Brown is 70, country singer. Biggest hit was 1988's Darlene. And we have a couple of more here. I'll let you take the
Emily. Harry Hamlin is 73. I love how it says your parents knew him best as Michael Kubrick on L.A. Law. So just assuming who we're talking to on this list here. I remember L.A. Law, but I do have to say that was a show that my father-in-law loved that show. So, yeah, I have a special place in my heart for that show. He also was the hero who slew Medusa and defeated the Kraken on Clash of the Titans. I love that movie when I was a kid.
See,
they had a remake.
These.
That was okay. But the first one, I mean, you know, the graphics are not great, but it's still a great movie. The Fonz is 79 today, of course. Henry Winkler, he was in a lot of amazing movies. Arrested Development, that series was just cracks me up every time. The Water Boy.
How could you not forget
that? I know, right? And then, of course, he was the Fonz on Happy Days, which is just a beloved character from back in the day. Otis Williams is 83. He's the oldest, or excuse me, the last surviving member of the Temptations. My Girl, which is such a lovely song, and Just My Imagination. Papa Was a Rolling Stone, which is an amazing song. And then I love this one, Grace Slick, which, by the way, Grace Slick is the coolest rock name ever.
Definitely.
She was obviously the lead singer for Jefferson Airplane. She is 85. And she stopped performing years ago because she thinks, quote, old people look stupid when they try to rock.
You know, and that tells you a lot about Grace. And if you want to hear some of these hits that we just were talking about, like My Girl and Papa Was a Rolling Stone, you got to tune in on Saturday. Saturday at 60s and the 70s, and we're going to have some special host in there. And I mean that in the nicest way. I'm filling in for Kevin Kellogg, so we're going to have the B team in there. And then we have a very special guest joining me on Saturday.
Very special indeed.
Very special. And so we're working with his security detail to make sure he's able to attend that with us because, you know, I'm pretty sure he's got his entourage with him and we'll probably see him coming in a black vehicle, you know.
Yep.
So we're working on
SUVs.
Yep. So, you know, so when you see all the stuff going around the station on Saturday, just know we have someone that's very special. Vice President of Civic Media is going to be joining me live for the Oldies Show. Corey Hartman himself is going to be back on the airwaves. This is one day only we're getting Corey back for. We've been planning this for months, and we actually are going to have a telephone in studio so we can take your calls. We don't have the equipment to put you on air, so that's probably a good thing because Corey and I do have a tendency to get into a little bit of trouble when we're working together. So it's going to be fun, Emily. We're looking forward to it.
You get to call in with your praises for Dave and Corey on Saturday, starting at 6 a.m., right? 60s and 70s. Yeah, and how long are you on that morning in case people sleep through the 6 a.m. alarm?
Well, so we're actually doing the Oldies Show until 10 a.m., and then I'm on the air until noon, and then I'll come back for a little while. So I'm actually going to fill in all day.
That's a long day for you, and it's on a Saturday, but that's okay. You know what? I know you have fun with all the things, so you're going to have a great time.
So it'll be great. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. As a reminder, if you want to text in your least favorite candy, we're doing an informal poll today. We're still looking for some more answers. 608-355-9970 or use a free Civic Media app to text in your least favorite candy. Now, Emily, we did get a text this morning from my good friend Tanner B, and he wants to hear Ray Parker Jr. So
woohoo!
Tanner B, we're going to play that for you because it is a Halloween theme song. You know, we'll play it again probably tomorrow. We're going to go through and we'll probably play Nightmare on My Street tomorrow. We're going to have fun with the playlist, Emily, tomorrow. I'm already going to warn you of that. So
fantastic.
We'll be changing that up. So, yep. So, all right. Sounds good. Well, you'll be back with us right around 8:10, Emily.
Sounds good. Have a good time with the upcoming song. Happy Halloween.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Did you know cases of preventable diseases, including measles and whooping cough, are spreading in Wisconsin? Cases of whooping cough are 5 times higher than last year. Get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. And vaccines are essential. Talk to an SSM health provider or pharmacist today and make sure your family is up to date. Visit SSMHealth.com to learn more.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Afraid of no ghosts.